Rich Templin is a lobbyist for the labor union AFL-CIO in Tallahassee, but he's also the father of children attending Hartsfield Elementary School. He's upset about the two charter schools that have set up shop near the school. Hartsfield has a D grade, but Templin says the state's frequent testing changes have lowered the students' performance. Then came the charters.
And that charter came into the community and target marketed the families that they wanted. And they said, look, this school is failing. You can come to our school. Now, here's how they marketed it. All of the things that you don't like about your school, which, by the way, are all things that have been mandated by the people in this building, you don't have to deal with if you come to our charter.
Templin says the charter schools attracted parents away from Hartsfield, and more may be leaving if the legislation sponsored by Representative Chris Lavada becomes law. It allows charter schools to set up within 5 miles of persistently low-performing schools. The House would establish a $200 million fund to incentivize out-of-state charters, nicknamed Schools of Hope, to set up in the state. Latvala says the main reason for low public school performance is students living in poverty. But he says throwing money at the schools hasn't helped.
If a school's failed for 10 years, what harm is it to that school that is a failure factory to try something else? To try something that a lot of my colleagues and friends in the back rows keep talking about, well, what if these schools fail? Well, heck, what if they succeed?
Both Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum and Democratic Representative Chevron Jones say you can't just throw money at schools. Students, especially those in poverty, need other help, like making sure they have enough to eat. Gillum, who is campaigning for governor, blasts Republican lawmakers for considering cutting food stamps for more than 150,000 kids.
So the Republicans have a credibility problem here. You can't say on one hand that you are extending opportunity and access and that you are so desperately and deeply concerned about the education of our children. And then in the same action, almost during the same legislative session, in fact, cut access to food programs for the families who need access to food the most. Critically impacted by that move are our children.
Larry Williams lobbies for the Charter School Consortium. He says there's high-performance charter schools in other states that could move into Florida and improve education. He says high-performance charter schools have to meet certain criteria and have experience improving students' performances. He points to Jefferson County. The school district has struggled for years to rise above its consistent F grade. It's what House Speaker Richard Corcoran calls failing factories. Facing possible closure, the school board voted to bring in a charter company.
Programs that the State Board of Education had previously approved in Jefferson County have not succeeded in turning around that failing school system. And they have now gone to pretty much a last resort, which is bringing in a charter school with turnaround experience to come in and be the turnaround agent for that district and those failing schools there.
Florida exempts charter schools from certain requirements that bind public schools. For example, Latvala's measure would not require teachers to meet state certification standards. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.